Patient name, Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E, Carol, C-A-R-O-L-L. Date of service, February 5th, 2026. This is the first consultation for this 65-year-old female who complains of depression at this time. She stated she is not in a happy place. She also describes herself as very neurotic. She stated she was diagnosed with both bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. It is unclear what she was really diagnosed with in the past. The patient had a rather tragic history. In 2019, she found her daughter dead. It was a crime scene. The daughter overdosed and was poisoned with fentanyl. 2 years later, her husband died after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed and died 9 days later. She has been living in the Arbors assisted living facility for the past 9 months. Prior to that, she was living in the Florida Keys with her husband. Her family decided to move her up to Long Island to the Arbors about 9 months ago. She is very unhappy at the Arbors. She stated on the 27th of this month, she plans to go to a shelter. She's lived in shelters before and seems to have no concerns about living in a shelter. She feels she will be able to manage herself better independently. She is frustrated with not having any money of her own where she lives. She stated she also does not get along with the executive director of the facility. Patient reports a depressed mood. She stated when she's depressed, sometimes she hears voices, but she does not hear voices now. She is not enjoying herself with her usual activities. She stated she wakes up in the middle of the night and can't turn her thoughts off, despite taking Seroquel 300 milligrams at HS. She has trouble getting out of bed in the morning. She sleeps generally about 12 hours. Her appetite is overindulgent. Her motivation is down. She describes episodes of having high energy, decreased need for sleep. During these times, she's been up rearranging the house at all hours of the night, changing the interior of the house daily, moving furniture. During those times, she spent a lot of money on redecorating the house. She still tends to overspend and buy a lot of clothes, but her mood is depressed. She describes obsessional ritualistic behaviors where everything has to be in a certain place and in a row in size order. She stated she becomes anxious and enraged if someone moves her belongings out of the usual order. She stated she is a clean freak and used to clean the bathroom with a toothbrush. Patient also describes being anxious, tense. She feels restless sometimes from anxiety. She tends to catastrophize outcomes. Her sleep is disturbed by anxiety. She denies hearing voices now. She has no suicidal thoughts at this time. She has no history of suicide attempts. She does have a history of violence when drinking. She used to get into bar fights at biker bars. She stated, though, that she is still quick to snap. She throws things and gets verbally violent. The patient was sexually abused by her alcoholic father. After she told the family what happened, her family turned against her, except for her mother. Family history, mother had OCD, the father was alcoholic. Substance use, the patient has been sober for 20 years. She does not smoke, never smoked. She does smoke marijuana daily. She stated it's the only thing that helps her pain. She plans to get a medical marijuana card. Past psychiatric history, the patient had 3 psychiatric hospitalizations. One was in St. Catherine of Siena Hospital. She was hospitalized twice in the Florida Keys. She almost ended up in Kings Park State Hospital, but upon seeing it, her husband did not take her or have her admitted there. She was last seen at the Yaptang Center by Dr. Cocardi, C-O-C-A-R-D-I. Then she saw a nurse practitioner whose name she does not recall. She is currently prescribed her medication by a doctor at the Arbors. She has been seeing a psychiatrist since she's 7 years old. She experienced a postpartum psychosis. Patient is on an as-needed dose of Klonopin at this time, Seroquel, and Caplyta. She stated she has been stable on these, but she feels depressed. She stated she's been on all classes of medication, including lithium and Depakote. She's had bad reactions to most medications. Though she cannot remember every single medication or every single reaction. Medical history, the patient has chronic pain. She has an overactive bladder. She has insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, asthma, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. She also has GERD. Her primary medical doctor is currently the doctor at the Arbors. She plans to see a Dr. Michelle Marina at MD-365 when she gets out. Her pain management specialist is Dr. Sharma at Long Island Spine. Currently, the doctor at the Arbors is prescribing her pain medication and medication for her back, but she plans to go see Dr. Sharma when she gets out. Surgical, the patient's had a total of 17 surgeries. She stated she's fallen a lot in her life. She had surgery on her right hip, her right knee, her right ankle. She has a cage in her cervical spine. She had lower spine surgery. She had her gallbladder out at 21. She had her left tube and ovary removed. She's had 5 DNCs post-miscarriages. She is allergic to codeine. She gets gastrointestinal distress. And she is also allergic to mupirocin cream. She gets a rash with itching. Medical, I mean social, as noted, she lives at the Arbors currently. She plans to go to a shelter. She was married for decades to her husband. She left him once when he went to jail for 9 months, but then they got back together. She had one daughter who is now deceased. She's lived in a shelter before at Beacon House. She stated she didn't mind. She also lived with a niece in 2021 for 3 years, but the niece got divorced and the patient could no longer live with her. Medications, the patient is on Ozempic, she's on insulin. Oxycontin, 15 milligrams. Erase that. Oxycodone, 15 milligrams every 6 hours for hip and spine pain. Albuterol, fluticasone, atorvastatin, metoprolol, losartan, oxybutynin, aspirin, 81 milligrams, metformin, Celebrex, fish oil, Tylenol, famotidine, doxazosin, robaxin, and lodipine. Diagnosis, bipolar disorder type 1, current episode depressed. Unspecified obsessive compulsive disorder. Plan. Continue PRN Clonopin, continue Seroquel 300 milligrams POHS, continue Caplyta 42 milligrams POHS.